This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Sharad Kutan, and with me, Julian Ng. We also have an analyst on the line, but before we go to him, you're going to be talking about Thai stocks, aren't you?
The Thai stocks and Thai market on the back of the king's recent passing.
Yeah, and I think the question of the uncertainty, the military, of course, moving in to say, don't worry, reassuring the public, there's got a year to come, the coronation's going to happen, but everybody should be calm. The question is whether the markets are responding. We have Gary Lim, a regional fund manager, on the line, and he's with Apex Investment.
Good morning, Gary. So with the background that was given by Sharad earlier, what do you think is the assessment of the political risk there over the next 1 year or so?
Hi, good morning. I think there's certainly a valid concern on political uncertainty as King Bhumibol's reign has lasted a very long 70 years. That said, I also believe that the transition period will be smooth, and that's because the Crown Prince has been designated as the only heir to the throne since 1972, and this is widely acknowledged. So it is highly unlikely, as I agree with you, that in the next year, through the mourning period, that there should be no upheaval. I think in any case, I think the military government should be able to handle the situation. I think the risk for Thailand actually lies more in the next general election, which is expected in the fourth quarter of 2017, to which this Thai government is said to be holding firm to its roadmap despite the passing of King Bhumibol. If there is a delay to the timeline of this general election, I think that is when investors should start getting concerned, because this is the essential rebuilding towards a democracy.
And what are the analysts and the investing community, including yourselves, what are you guys saying about where economic and earnings growth of the stock market will be in the next 12 months, which is the designated mourning period?
Okay. I think largely the economic impact due to the passing of the king is just transitory. So I think during this one-year mourning period, I think we do expect that corporate activities, especially marketing campaigns, to be toned down. So some sectors like media, entertainment, retail, food and beverages will see some short-term negative impact. Tourism is also going to see a temporary dip. But I believe that the Thai government will supply stimulus on a needed basis to sustain GDP growth above 3%. I think according to the press, I think the Thai government is already planning to come up with some package for the current quarter to offset any weakness. And I think meanwhile, we know that the bidding for planned infrastructure projects in the fourth quarter of this year will proceed as planned. So I think that should also be a support for the economy.
And as far as your investing position in Thailand is concerned, what is it right now? Are you overweight and underweight? And also, I think more importantly, how does Thailand compare to the rest of the ASEAN region in terms of valuation and in terms of attractiveness?
I think we have been cautious on the Thai equity market given the lackluster economic backdrop. So the Thai equity market is still now valued around 13 to 14 times 12-month forward price-earnings ratio. So this is still above its historical 10-year mean of an estimated 11 to 12 times PER. So the Thai equity market has been on the expensive end for the last 4 years, and that's because it's been supported more by a persistent capital account surplus and also strong local liquidity. It's not a cheap market compared to other parts of Asia. I think within the ASEAN space, I think we continue to prefer Indonesia as our exposure.
Thank you very much. That was Gary Lim, Regional Fund Manager with Apex Investments. And now Ibrahim moves on to speak to Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lander & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This year, I will chew 117 number 2 pencils.
I will doodle 9 Staples notebooks to death.
When it comes to school supplies, it's guaranteed your kids will go through a lot.
I'll make a whole lot of paper airplanes.
I will lose my backpack.
That's why you get guaranteed savings for back to school at Staples.
I'll give away my last pen to Nathan in math class.
Get guaranteed savings at Staples, and right now, one subject notebooks for just a penny with a $5 purchase. Staples, that was easy. Valid on select SKUs while supplies last. Limit 6, ends 8/25/12.